The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time now for the Outdoorsman Radio Show with your host, Alan Ellis.
Good morning, everybody. Alan Ellis here. This is the second hour of the Outdoors and Radio Show. We talk about fishing and hunting and the great outdoors, and that's what we hope you will be talking about with us. You're welcome to lead it off by calling us at 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. It's been a tremendous whirlwind of activity the last couple of weeks. Of course, we had Blaze and Camo Day on the 4th. That was Thursday a week ago. The governor came down and spent about 15 minutes with the assembled hunters and got his picture taken, and we discussed some things. And good guy, you know, very friendly, very engaging, very, gregarious guy. Looking good, feeling good, looks like. And that was wonderful. But the important part of that was, you know, we got to see the governor, but we also got to see a lot of lawmakers, a lot of them. And these lawmakers would actually come over and ask us, you know, what are you guys doing here? And we tell them, we give them a hat. We give them an orange hat that said Blazing Camo Day on there. And the ladies would come and they'd get a pink hat. And we called it Pink and Camo Day. And had a handful of ladies come out, but more lawmakers went home with our hats than did the attendees. So we gave out a bunch of hats, and everybody was really tickled with our day down there. And so we met with the way things get done in Annapolis. Okay, I tried to do this a little bit earlier, but if you go to the Maryland Hunting Coalition website, it's mdhuntingcoalition.org. If you go there, you'll see a little thing down at the bottom says how a bill becomes law. You better sit down in a relaxed environment, and you better sit down with a cup of coffee and be prepared to just sit there for a little bit. So, because it will make your eyes bleed if you see how a bill becomes law. So, it really will. Because the system is rigged not to pass laws, but to defeat laws. If you realize what a bill is repealing an old law and replacing it with a new law. That's what legislation does. So, you know, we're meeting with lawmakers. So when it comes to hunting and fishing issues, it's the Legislative Sportsman's Caucus, and that's made up of delegates, senators, Republicans, and Democrats. In other words, both sides of the political aisle in both chambers, these are men and women who support, in general, fishing and hunting in our state. It's one of the largest caucuses in the General Assembly, and yet has the General Assembly with 188 members only has maybe a handful, maybe a dozen, that fish or hunt. So when we did Blazing Camo Day, and our next caller was there, the Senate chair and co-chair, which is Senator John Astell and Senator Wayne Norman, they showed up and engaged us. And the House chair and co-chair, Delegate Wendell Beitzel and Delegate Ned Carey, they all showed up to support Blazing Camo Day. And they all got our hats and that type of thing. So, you know, you make an impression on the lawmakers that can help you. And so I'm going to leave that go, and we'll go right to this first caller of the day. Good morning, Dale. How are you?
Alan, how are you doing this morning?
I'm doing great. How about yourself?
Good, man. Hey, I'm calling in to see what I owe. Did we get to that $5,000 mark?
Well, Dale, unfortunately, I have some news to tell you.
Oh.
And that news is your challenge was matched.
Oh, wow, that's awesome.
Unfortunately for you, because you're going to be sending us $5,000. But I don't know if that's unfortunate for you or not.
No, that's good for everybody. I saw something on Facebook yesterday.
Yeah.
Where somebody was asking, what does the Maryland Hunting Coalition do?
Good question. Yep.
Okay. Yeah, I wrote back and said, amongst the other things, is that it fights for all of our rights. So I think there might be some listeners out there that don't realize exactly how important the Hunting Coalition is.
Okay. Well, we're the only advocacy group in Annapolis for hunters. You've got the Humane Society of the United States with its headquarters in Montgomery County. You've got Maryland Votes for Animals in Annapolis, which is led by animal rights activists. You've got people in Annapolis who are lawmakers who are supported by these groups financially. You've got people like who have opposed us in the past, like the Maryland Horse Council that you're familiar with. These folks have attempted to repeal laws that grant us privileges to hunt on Sundays. These people have come out against the black bear hunt in Western Maryland time and time again. They've come out against trapping here in Maryland, which is the only means we have to control vector species of rabies, you know, the foxes and the raccoons and the other fur bears, that coyotes that carry rabies in our state. So what the Hunting Coalition does as an advocacy group is we take a look at all the hunting bills and we weigh in. And we don't always weigh in by testimony or in committee or anything like that. Bill has been there 39 years. Bill can go into just about anybody's office in the Senate or in the House and talk to them, frankly, face to face. And that's what he does. And he will say, look, you know, this is a good bill, this is a bad bill, or we might have a project like the Poaching Restitution Act that you testified on the other day, and he will have to rally support to get the votes in that Senate committee. And that's what he does. And he does it as an advocate for hunting and hunters in Maryland. Now, Dale, you hunt Maryland. You hunt all over the world, basically, and you testified. I guess that was your first experience at testifying in front of that Senate?
Yes. Oh, yeah. That was very interesting, and it is a long, long process.
Yes.
I heard a little bit of what you were talking about before I got on here, and it's amazing to watch somebody that knows how to go through the process. Bill is so sharp.
We had the pre-meeting, but I'll let you go ahead and talk. Go ahead.
Yeah, it's just that the Maryland Hunting Coalition does so much. You know, a lot of people, they're not involved in politics of any sort, whether it's national or whatever, but if you read the Facebook page and you follow what these guys do, we do the easy part. We can send a check.
Now, when you say these guys, Dale, you're a director, so you're part of that these guys.
You're an integral part.
Huh?
I stay in tune, but yourself and Bill do so much more than the average person. And when all we got to do is we send money to give you guys the ability to fight, because, you know, Bill's time is very valuable.
It's extremely valuable.
It's invaluable to us. As a hunter, all the things that you were listing, that people go against us when we did not have a voice. And there was a period there we did not have a voice.
Exactly. The 2014 session was tough.
Nobody stepped up to the plate. Alan, you stepped up to the plate. You organized. And so that's why it's good for people to get behind you. There's 100,000 licenses in Maryland. If everybody gave $1 a year, because this is a yearly battle. This isn't just a this year or this month thing. This is a yearly battle to keep this funded, and yet it's worth every penny that you give, because it keeps rights. We were on the verge of losing rights as different coalitions step up. When we didn't have a voice, they start throwing things at the politicians.
Yep.
Let's do away with Sunday hunting. Let's
yep.
do away with youth Sunday hunts or afternoon hunts. These are all things we don't want to lose. And without somebody like Bill in our corner that's funded, then we lose because there's no opposition. When they don't have opposition, the politicians are going to do the easiest thing, and that's to make happy whoever's standing in front of them. So,
what you just said. Listen, yesterday I am. You know, I publish the Hunting Quarterly magazine, and we're rushing to get to the printers this weekend, and you know we're on deadline, and it's a tremendous amount of pressure and a tremendous amount of work to finish that thing up to get it to go to the printer. So there I am yesterday. First thing that happens in the morning, conference call, wildlife director. Last thing that happens in the evening, 45-minute conference call with Bill and the wildlife director. There's some stuff coming down the pike. Can't talk about it yet, but I'll be glad to do that. But when I say that, there's stuff coming down the pike and I can't talk about it yet, that means that the coalition is engaged, okay? The General Assembly is doing its thing. We're engaged on other issues because the Poaching Restitution Act has been introduced. The bill's been crafted. It's being amended. We went to the committee, and you were there to testify. We're going back again next Wednesday to the House committee on the other side of the street, and a whole different committee, a whole new people. We got to craft our arguments again, our discussion again for another group of people. And will we find favor in the House? Will we find favor in the Senate? We don't know. But that's the way the process goes. But behind the scenes, you know, we're like the proverbial duck that looks like he's on the water. Everything looks all calm and everything's happy, you know, but underneath those feet are just paddling like crazy. That's the Hunting Coalition. You know, there's phone calls, there's emails, there's texts, there's all this stuff that goes on every single day. We don't take weekends off, you know. We're just out there doing what we do for the hunters of Maryland. Is what we do compensable? If we were a law firm in Annapolis and somebody had an issue like the hunters have, the price would be unbelievable.
Right, and that'd be crazy. So I want to thank everybody that hopefully some of them are still listening that made those matches.
Oh, they are. And, they are. Our listeners. Our listeners stepped up, buddy. They really did in a big way. It was
actually
a listener that put us over the top. We're actually about $5,250, and that's without checking the post office box today. So,
yeah, that's awesome. So, but this is a yearly battle, folks, and for everybody that's got a friend out there, I had friends of mine that did not hear this, and I called and I said, hey, look, send in a check. And they did.
Yes, they did. Yes, they did.
Just make sure everybody knows that's appreciated and that this is a yearly battle. If everybody can give $5, we need, and the coalition needs a minimum of $60,000 a year, maybe $70,000.
It's closer to $80,000, Dale, but that's okay.
Okay, well, it's a lot of money, and we've got 100,000 we have 100,000 licenses that if everybody listens and touches their friends, if everybody gave $5, $25,
right,
$100, and it doesn't take everybody, but it doesn't take a lot of money, you know, if you get a lot of people out there putting money out, if, you know, 1,000 people, you know, give $100,
well, Dale,
we're covered.
Dale, you're one of a handful of people in Maryland that understands this number, okay? $140 million. Do you know what that is? Do you know what I know you know what $140 million is.
Yeah, where are you going with this?
Well, where I'm going is that is the budget of the Humane Society of the United States.
Yeah.
And the Humane Society of the United States makes their money like this.
The poor dogs that are suffering and the kitties that are suffering, please send us a contribution so we can help these animals.
And the little old ladies watching the Animal Channel and the, you know, the people that are so inclined support these organizations. They send them a check like it's nothing, like it's cookies.
Yeah.
You know? $140 million. And they're in our backyard, Dale. They're in Montgomery County. They have a seat on the Wildlife Advisory Committee.
But one thing you have to commend those people, they send money for what they believe in.
Ah.
The hunters to do the same thing. If you want to hunt, if you want to continue to have rights and not lose Sunday hunts or not lose certain portions of what we do, you got to get behind your passion, and they do. You know, so you can sit there and say $140 million, that's incredible. But there's people out there that love animals so much and their pets or whatnot.
That's true.
They send money for what they believe
in. That's true.
That's what the hunters have to do, send money. So such. But hopefully the challenge doesn't stop. Hopefully you throw it out there. People are listening right now and say, you know what, it's a worthy cause.
It's worth it. Even, yeah, I don't want people to throw their hands up and go, wow, they met their goal. I don't have to give anything.
No.
You know, because
we should try to make it a yearly thing where, you know, people look at this and then just throw $25 in your budget or $100 in your budget. We go ahead and buy a $1,000 gun, a $1,200 scope, a $1,200 bow, or we hunt wherever we hunt and we spend all this money. And what we need to be behind, what supports what we love to do. And if it's $100 and you just get your buddies and hunting partners to throw in $100, then we're funded. And there's people that are fighting all the time for your rights. You don't have to get into the trenches and do all that. $100 is the easiest thing that can happen to keep our rights.
And while we were on the air, one of our listeners in Annapolis sent $100.
Awesome.
How about
that's
that?
Awesome.
So, well, Dale, listen, from the bottom of my heart, and I know Bill feels the same way, your challenge was tremendous. I mean, it was a one-week deal. Try to raise $5,000 in a week, and we'll match it. We pulled out all the stops. We really did. We went to past contributors. We went to everybody that we could go to get them to help. And I know others did the same. You saw the email I sent out to the directors and said, you know, engage your sphere of influence. And then a number of them did. And so Josh Rockwell called in this morning. You didn't hear that, but Josh is one of our directors from out in Mount Airy area. And Josh engaged one of our past contributors, and his $1,000. Remember yesterday I sent you a text that said we hit $4,000.
Right,
yeah. Okay. So his $1,000 is the one that launched us there. Then our listeners stepped up and went over the top with the $5,000. So you're on the hook, brother. But you know, that's why I'm said it was, you know, you'd be sorry to hear that. But I know it's money that you pledged, and it's you knew where it's going. So
yep. Well, that's awesome, and I'll make my pledge today.
You're a good man, Dale. Thank you, buddy. Dale Gertz, everybody. I'll tell you, there's a man right there that understands this whole thing. You've been a victim of poaching, Dale.
Yeah, that's something we deal with all the time.
And yeah, you got people
trying to manage a deer herd, and somebody comes along and steals deer. Yeah, that's
a problem.
Very aggravating situation. But you know, as much as you got to handle your land and stuff, the importance of having the organization is much more important.
Well,
than one item. I mean, so it's just so important to keep everything. Somebody keeping an eye on it. A lot of people can't keep an eye on everything. But Alan, you're in position with your radio show and your quarterly magazine. You're in touch.
I'm just a mouthpiece, Dale.
But you're in touch. You keep the focus. Don't cut yourself short because you do so much.
I appreciate that. Thank you. So, Dale, listen, I appreciate you joining us this morning. I'm sorry for the good news, bad news, but it's good news for the coalition, and we are eternally grateful to you, sir. And
man, hey, I'm happy it went that way. So
yeah,
I will be making my contribution today.
Perfect. And we'll see you Wednesday, I guess.
Yes, sir.
Good man. Thanks, Dale.
Okay, Alan. Hey, thank you.
Yes, sir. Have a great day.
Okay.
Bye-bye. There you go, ladies and gentlemen. There you go, from a man who is impacted by poaching, who loves to hunt, and understands what the coalition does. And he understands that we work for hunters and hunting 365 days a year. The website is mdhuntingcoalition.org, mdhuntingcoalition.org. Facebook page, MD Hunting Coalition. You can Google it, Maryland Hunting Coalition Facebook. It'll take you right there. You'll see everything we've done. You can read all the way back through. You can see Blaze and Camo Day on there. You can see our testimony on there in the General Assembly. You can see the plea for the matching $5,000. There are links there throughout the Facebook page and on the website that will take you right to the site to if you'd like to make a contribution. What's his name? Pat Robertson on the 700 Club. So I don't want to do that. I want to talk about fishing and hunting and the great outdoors. But you've got to engage, folks, just like you got to call this show. If you want to talk about those things, we'd love to hear from you. 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. We're going to take a little break. I got to tell you about Clyde Sports Shop. fishing season's here. Doesn't seem like it today with wind chills below zero. I don't expect anybody to be out there on the water today. I would hope not. But this coming week and, you know, the next couple weeks, the photo period, I can't remember what it's called. My biologist buddy reminded me of this. About mid-February, starts to look real favorable for the yellow perch and white perch spawns to start kicking in. Once that water hits a certain degree, not only we have, you know, the yellow perch, white perch, but then that followed by the hickory shad. There's a lot of great fishing opportunities out there, and some of the rivers and so forth on the eastern shore and streams down there are filled with crappies, and it's just going to be a great time to get out there and catch some panfish. And those yellow perch are good on the table, and so are the white perch, and of course the crappies as well. You know, so we want to make sure you get your panfish fix on here in the next couple of weeks. So where do you go to find out about all that stuff? Well, we recommend Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway Exit 9. I was looking down there the other day. They got the little jig heads. They got the little tubes. They got the live bait. They got the bobbers. They got the weights. They got the hooks. All the terminal tackle you need. You talk to some of those guys down there, they'll give you expert advice on how to rig up for crappies. I know Jim will do it. Clyde, Bill, all of them. I took four reels in there the other day to get serviced. Four pens took in there to get serviced with them, and you know they're going to clean them up and lube them, get them ready for the trolling season. I can't wait. So we're just, you know, getting on the edge of the fishing season for most of us. Just invite you to go to Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road. Get your gear in gear, get your gear in shape, get your tackle lined up, fill your tackle box, get new line on your reels, and you're good to go. 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway Exit number 9, 410-242-6108, 242-6108.
The Great American Outdoor Show, presented by Outdoor Channel. We know it's hard to see everything the show has to offer in just one day, so we're inviting you to bounce back this Sunday for free. Simply bring your ticket stub from any previous day at the 2016 Great American Outdoor Show, and you get in for free. An extra day to see more, do more, and gear up this Sunday only. Bounce back to the Great American Outdoor Show, where you can get in free. Explore the show at greatamericanoutdoorshow.org. Limit one ticket per person.
Alan Ellis here for Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie spray-on bedliners. You know, Linex spray-on bedliners are rated number one and carry a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. Your tools and your tackle, crabbing, and hunting gear can't hurt your truck bed. Choose the Linex premium bedliner that looks great and offers UV protection, or the Linex Extra with Kevlar and paint match. And Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your trucks. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards, fender flares, and much more. These guys provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex bedliner and truck gear accessories. Catonsville Linex, located at 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. Call 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built your reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire and Auto.
stay connected. Listen on AM 680 or stream us on your PC, tablet, or phone at WCBM.com.
New frequency detected.
Dragging the line, dragging the line. Good morning, Sam and Severn. How are you today, buddy?
I'm pretty good. You gave a bunch of email addresses for...
I did.
Contribute to the Marilyn Honeycomb issue.
Yeah.
I need a post office address.
Oh, okay. I can do that. Everybody, do you want me to tell the listeners, the rest of them, to get their pens and papers out or pencils and papers?
I certainly do.
All right. You ready?
I'm ready.
All right. Maryland Hunting Coalition, C-O-A-L-I-T-I-O-N. And that is Post Office Box, P.O. Box 451.
451.
451. That's Sykesville, S-Y-K-E-S-V-I-L-L-E, Sykesville. That's in Carroll County, Maryland, 21784.
Okay, that's all I needed, because I'm going to send you a check right now.
I appreciate that, sir. That's great. You got it, man. I know we've been, the sound of this whole show sounds like a commercial for the coalition, but, you know, this is the time that we do our heaviest lifting, and that's in the halls of Annapolis. And,
yeah, that's right.
You know,
we only got an 89-day session down there, and it's a wave a lot of the time anyhow.
Well, you're absolutely right on that. But as I said, it's designed not to pass laws and not to change laws. But it's a very complicated system, and we know how to work our way through that system to benefit the hunters and hunting. So we appreciate the your contribution, Sam, very much.
Well, I'm pushing 80, and that won't be a heck of a lot, but...
Well, it's okay.
Make a check out to...
Maryland Hunting Coalition, C-O-A-L-I-T-I-O-N.
Okay, I got it.
You got it, buddy. Thanks, Sam.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Right. Bye-bye. Yeah, we sometimes neglect to give that address. I mean, it's out there on the website, of course. And so, you know, that's nice that Sam called in and reminded me to do that. So it's cool. So let's see. Good question. Dale is on our website, and we have contributions up to $2,500 on there. I'll have to check. Let's see. We've never had anybody send us $5,000 at one time. So I've got to respond. Interesting. We set our website up to receive payments through PayPal. All you need is your credit card. You just go on the website and click on the donate button, and then you click on the thing that says categories, and it opens up for tickets for our benefit. You know, we've got an early bird special on there, 3-for-1 raffle tickets. If you buy your tickets for the dinner, you know, you can buy a ticket for 50 for a single or 90 for a couple. And we're talking about you'd pay at least that for that type of meal that you're going to get at Martin's in Westminster on March 26th. But it's roast beef, it's steamed shrimp, it's turkey, it's you name it. You know, all the desserts, all the sides, all the beverages are included, including free beer. And then if you want to spend $100 on raffle tickets, which is not unusual for people to do, we'll match it between, till March 15th, we'll match it 3-for-1. So you spend $100 on raffle tickets, and you're going to get $300 worth of raffle tickets to spend at the, you know, in the bucket raffles and that type of thing, at the event. So we got a lot of great stuff coming up. We've got some firearms. We have a redneck blind, a 6x6 soft-sided redneck blind with a 6-foot stand donated by Steve House, who's a local dealer here in Maryland and Pennsylvania. And Steve is also a silver sponsor of the event. So all the sponsorship levels are on there if you want to be Ah, there we go. Let's see. Hold on, I gotta send this text. There we go. There you go. Yeah, there's your answer. Aha! Well, Mr. Gertz is a man of his word. Mr. Gertz is a man of his word. There's his contribution. Right there, while we're on the air, he did what he said he's going to do. How about that, Bethany? You awake in there? Am I keeping you awake? Am I? Well, our callers certainly aren't keeping you awake. 410-922-6680 is the phone number. And, if you want to talk about perch fishing, we'll talk about that. You know, early on, I'm going to ask you, as our listeners, I'm going to change directions here, and we'll talk a little bit about pan fishing here. Do minnows, when it's at its coldest, do minnows added to your hook for crappie and yellow perch, do they entice the fish to bite? Or are you just using the twister tails and the jig heads and things like that? And do you use a bobber or do you not use a bobber? Any of our listeners, I'd like to hear that. And I'm wondering if early on in the early run, are grass shrimp, where they're available, are they better to tip the hook with? Okay, so we got a question out there. If you use just a twister for the perch, I'm talking particularly yellow perch, okay? The question is, do you tip that with a minnow as early as you can, or do you wait till a little later in the run? Same way with a grass shrimp. Don't know. Let's see. License to cast off of a pier. Let's talk to Bill in Crownsville. Good morning, Bill. How are you?
Good morning. How you doing?
I'm good. What's up?
Pretty good.
Yeah?
I called you about my dog was going over and getting them bones from the guy was having his deers hanging out.
Yeah, I remember that.
That was crazy. Anyway, what I want to know, do I need a license to go down and cast off the pier down here?
Yep.
So I need to go ahead and get a fishing license to make that money, because I got my fishing pole and everything ready.
Right. Yeah, you do. Yep. Yeah,
but you can fish year-round, though, right?
Yeah, you can fish year-round. It's for a whole year. And this year,
well,
it's...
we got a canoe and everything, so...
Uh-huh.
We're in two paddles. We got a canoe and two paddles, and we got a small jumping dog that likes to collect deer bones now. Actually,
yeah.
she's been broken of that. She's
Oh, that's good.
Pretty much on a leash these days.
Oh, boy. Yeah. Well, dog...
I called
dog...
in and said, you got to keep your dog on a leash, but you know what? You can't throw and play with your dog on the beach when it's on a leash. That
doesn't
work out so good.
Now, you said you have a canoe. You have two paddles. Good. That's good.
And we also have life preservers and everything.
No, you have to do that. Absolutely. Yeah. Good.
And I got a brand new fishing pole. I hate to say it. I got to go down to see Clyde or somebody. I want to get some. I'm thinking about using some bloodworms or something down here in the Severn. We're right near the Severn Run where all the tributaries.
Oh yeah, sure.
A lot of fresh water up in here.
Yeah. Yeah.
And there's a deep section where all the sailboats come through.
Mm-hmm.
And if you get into that deep section, you can catch all kinds of stuff up in there.
Oh, there's no doubt. Yeah. Yeah. Well, it's getting ready to kick off. I wouldn't go out there today, Bill.
Oh, no, no. Hell no. I ain't going out there. Are you crazy?
No, I'm not crazy. That's why I told you not to go out there.
You know, I've been a longtime sponsor of WCBM. I used to be Bill's Transmissions. We're still in business, but we're not. And that we burned down on Christmas Eve, that old house of mine. I've been out of there, thank God, a year and a half. God works in mysterious ways.
He does.
But in any event, because if I'd have been at a house, believe me, I'd sleep like a rock. I'm like you, you know, when we're down, for the count.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just glad to...
Where is Bill's Transmissions?
It's on Ritchie Highway. It shut down Ritchie Highway, north and southbound, for Christmas Eve and the day before that. It actually burned down on the eve of Christmas Eve. But it shut the whole place down both ways, right there at the Beltway by the motor vehicles.
Oh, I know where it is. Yeah, I remember that.
I've been a long-time sponsor of the Dave Serio's You Ought to Know show.
Sure.
I've been in the transmission business years and years.
So about that.
We're still in business, but we're operating out of a new location. not far away, but just down the street from where.
Are you still a sponsor of Dave's show?
Not yet. We're still getting our heels under ourselves.
Yeah, I guess you are. Well, look, Bill. Listen, I appreciate you calling in, and more than glad to give you a free plug there for sure. So,
I didn't mean to take the free plunge and everything.
No, that's all right. You got it.
All right. Well, thank you.
All right, Bill. Appreciate the call.
I listen to you. I listen to the Garden Show after I'm done with this one.
Well, good, man. Glad to hear it. All right, buddy. Thank you very much.
Bye.
See you. There we go. Matthew, Pasadena. How are you, Matthew?
I am doing well on this frigid, cold morning, wondering why I'm not in bed.
Well,
I have to hear your show.
Well, Matthew, I mean, it becomes a habit. It becomes an addiction.
Yes, it does. And I wanted to call and tell you about the bass class.
Please, tell us.
It was incredibly awesome. Tackle box did a hell of a job.
Incredibly awesome. Boy, I'll tell you what, I'll pass that on to Tim.
I learned a lot. And again, I'm a saltwater boy, and I'm not a big, I've never had luck with freshwater.
Right.
But all the experts there were incredible. And it was just, it was an amazing event. And the biggest thing I learned is new ways to tie lines. And you just brought up, what tail do you use for the yellow perch?
Mm-hmm.
I recommend the next time, you know, Tim does this, anybody who does freshwater fishing, go.
Absolutely.
It's well worth the travel from Pasadena up to Haverdegate.
Right.
Unfortunately, I had to leave. It ran a little bit over, but I had to go on duty.
Yeah.
So I had to leave. But awesome job. I mean, great knowledge, especially how to rig.
Yeah.
And I have more pictures of This.
Texas rig, Texas rig, Carolina rig, drop shot rig, yeah, all that.
Exactly. And then, you know, when I got off duty, you know, I came home, my wife's looking at me going, what are you doing? I'm like, I have to understand these terminologies. I don't know this.
Right.
And she's just cracking up. She goes, so what's the Amazon order going to be? I'm like, did you already see it? So I'm getting all So I learned, again, it was very informative, especially for a rookie like me.
Yeah.
And then, ironically enough, what's his name? It wasn't Captain Dan, or was it Dan?
I fished with Captain Dan. He's a great guy. So
there's a young kid up there getting into it,
mm-hmm.
and he actually handed him a very nice reel as an appreciation, going, this is why we see kids involved. That was stellar. Absolutely stellar.
Listen.
So I cannot tell, and plus the facility up there is absolutely, it's gorgeous.
Yeah. This is what I do with the Maryland Hunting Quarterly magazine. I'm all about the kids. I'm all about the ladies. I mean, it's just. Guy can kill bull elk out in Colorado or whatever, and, you know, a guy can kill 10-point buck. But you get a kid there with a 6-point, the first deer, and or a spike buck, you see the smile on that face. It is just tremendous.
And flip it over to fishing. By the way, I support the Maryland Hunting Coalition, even though I don't hunt.
I appreciate that, Matthew. Thank you.
I just remember, I'm the one that thumper.
Yep, I do.
But same thing here. When, you know, I see a father and son, and the son's getting antsy, I'll rig him up with one of my poles, and I'll guarantee you you'll catch a fish.
Wow, cool.
When his eyes get big as, you know, teacups.
Yep.
I look at him and, you know, and I watch these kids pull in bigger stripes than I do.
Sure.
I'm going, seriously, on my rod.
Yeah, that's what they do. Yeah.
And the dad goes, well, you know that's his fish. I said, no, that's your fish.
Mm-hmm.
As a matter of fact, that now this is a child's pole, because now it's jinxed for me. I'll never catch a big one.
Well, Matthew, here's something I want to leave you with, all right? My buddy Dale, not Dale Gertz, not our director, my other buddy Dale in Easton, taught me a long time ago, when you're getting close to the end of the day and you catch a fish, just close her up and walk away. Just, you know, fold your fishing rod or your tackle box, take your bait off, hang it up on a catch. Don't keep trying to do the last cast thing, okay? You catch that fish and you're close to closing it out, it's a great way to end it.
Oh, exactly. Oh, amen to that. I totally agree. You know, but it's more important, like, with the kids.
Absolutely.
Boom, I'm good to go. Now, let me ask you a question. What do you know about what's going on at Fort Smallwood Park down here with the new boat ramp?
I don't know. I don't know.
It's supposed to be next 6 weeks it'll be finished. It looks great. But, you know, is that boat ramp really going to affect our fishing off the pier? Because that's where we seem that, because there's a spawning area
right
over on the other side.
Right.
You know, and talking to the park rangers, which love the guys, love the job they do, love my DNR down here. Yes, Miller, I'm talking about you if you're listening. you know, so we're all excited, I mean, for the new season to begin.
Good.
And, you know, literally got some rattle traps. I got some... I'm trying everything.
You got her all. All right. Well, that's good, Matt. I'll tell you what, the enthusiasm is in your voice, and I know you can't say enough about Bass Class, and I appreciate that. But, you know, Tim, if you're listening, you keep doing a good job. This is what you create. And you got Matthew out there supporting the kids and everything else, and we just can't say thank you enough. So, Matthew, appreciate the call today, buddy.
You got it. Have a blessed day.
All right, you too. Thanks. Can you hear the passion in his voice? Can you hear the passion in my voice? Can you hear it when we talk about the things we love, the fishing and the hunting? And I don't love the political process. I find it unwieldy. I find it frustrating. I find it sometimes you just shake your head. How can this happen? Why did this happen? But you know what? If you're passionate about what you do, if you love what you do, if you love the outdoors, if you love hunting, if you love fishing like we do on this show, you can hear it in your voice. You can hear that passion come through. So anyway, time for me to tell you about our friends at Clyde Sports Shop, located at 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne. We'll do the generic commercial for Clyde Sports Shop right now. I'm going to tell you that they carry every type of firearm for hunting, for target shooting, for plinking, for varmints, for waterfowl, geese, and ducks, for upland birds, for, sporting clays like the 725 Satori Sporting Clays by Browning, the Maxxis shotgun for waterfowl, the X-Bolt for big game hunting, centerfire rifle. They carry 22s, they carry handguns, they carry personal protection firearms. And they have the expertise to repair your firearm. So hunting season's over, get that gun in there, get it fixed, get it back before the upcoming hunting season. Okay? So you can do that. On the fishing side, rods and reels and tackle and licenses and rod and reel repair and new line and panfish gear and striper gear and trout gear and bass gear. That's a generic commercial. If you need it for fishing or hunting, you can find it at Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway, exit number, say it with me, 9-410-242-6108. If you want that 24-hour fishing hotline, simply call 410-247-3474. Easy way to remember, 247-FISH.
The Great American Outdoor Show, presented by Outdoor Channel. We know it's hard to see everything the show has to offer in just one day, so we're inviting you to bounce back this Sunday for free. Simply bring your ticket stub from any previous day of the 2016 Great American Outdoor Show, and you get in for free. An extra day to see more, do more, and gear up this Sunday only. Bounce back to the Great American Outdoor Show, where you can get in free. Explore the show at greatamericanoutdoorshow.org. Limit one ticket per person.
Hey, Alan Ellis here for Bay Linex at Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex Spray-On Bedliners. You know Linex Spray-On Bedliners are rated number one, and they carry a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex Spray-On Bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. Your tools, your tackle, your crabbing and hunting gear can't hurt your truck bed. Choose the Linex Premium Bedliner that looks great and offers UV protection, or the Linex Extra with Kevlar and paint match. You know what? Bay Linex and Catonsville Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your truck. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards, fender flares, and much more. These guys provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck like I did, the Linex Bedliner, and truck gear accessories. Bay Linex at Glen Burnie is located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Of course, call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. Catonsville Linex, located 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. Call 410-455-0800. 410-455-0800. W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg is taking care of my trucks for over 25 years. Anything from a simple oil change to extensive engine work, brakes, tune-ups, everything, their motto is, we do it. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles. Large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Look for the big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410. W&W Tire and Auto.
Hear this week's top newsmakers and a panel of expert political analysis on Fox News Sunday with Chris Wallace, Sundays at 5 p.m. on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Well, my baby, she's been watching all my hunting videos. She's been begging, she's been wanting to go. I said, you gotta get up early, and honey, you ain't gonna like it, cause you can't pee and you gotta be quiet. But she was bound, she was determined, so I took her down and outfitted her from head to toe. And oh my gosh, my baby looks good in camouflage.
That's right. My baby looks good in camouflage. All right. Well, it's been an exhausting show. Yesterday, folks, was an unbelievable day. An unbelievable day. I mean, it was start to finish. Just one thing after another, after another, after another. Up at 6 and in bed at 11:30. You know what? It's what I do. It's my life, and that's what I'm. That's the way we roll here. So it's all good. Today we'll finish up the we'll finish up the layout for the magazine, get it to the printers, and for the next issue of the Maryland Hunting Quarterly. That's the one that has the annual fishing outlook in there, and we've got some good stuff on striped bass and the Upper Potomac and the coast and some other things in there I think you'll enjoy, and then a lot of announcements for upcoming events and, you know, some great folks that advertise with us. And so we're just looking forward to getting that to the printer and getting it back and getting it out there and getting on the road. So as far as staying warm today, if you're a hunter or fisherman, I hope that somewhere along the line you've invested in a base layer. You know, used to be called long underwear. It's far more technical now. It's made out of all synthetic material. And, you know, I've probably got 6 or 7 outfits of that. And some of them are better than others. Some of the inexpensive ones work just as well as some of the high end ones. You know, on a day like today, I'll put a base layer on, make sure my extremities are covered with my hands, my feet, my ears, put a cap on your head. I wear headphones here in the studio, and they remind me of my 180 degrees earmuffs, which I wear constantly out in the hunting world. And I probably have 6 pairs of these, and you can get them sometimes on sale and get them pretty reasonable. But I've got camo, and I've got, you know, dress earmuffs and ones I wear, and you'll see me in certain pictures if you look at. I've got my earmuffs on in hunting pictures and that type of thing. And it's only because my ears get cold. I got them frostbitten a while back. And Director Dale Gertz got his feet frostbitten in the Yukon on his moose hunt. He was successful on the hunt, but it was extremely cold. And, of course, he's been, you know, in the Arctic for muskox and everything else. And so he knows how to deal with the cold. But but he's suffering from the effects of some frostbite now, even as we speak. So, you know, we just want you to stay warm. So put your base layer on, put another light layer on, maybe some fleece or something like that, and then make sure you have a good windproof outer layer. I happen to wear, surprisingly, I got a goose down, an inexpensive lightweight goose down jacket, and wore it yesterday, and it was, you know what? It was warm. I couldn't believe it. It amazed me, actually, that it was able to block the wind and that type of thing. But I like something with a windstopper fabric in there. Duluth Trading makes a longshoreman jacket that I like. And I have a piece of clothing from Bass Pro Shop that's windproof. And you get that windproof layer in there and your fleece, and that's all helpful. any gloves or things like that that you have that have you know, Thinsulate or any other insulating material in there is good for you. If you wear those little, if you take those little heat packs, you know, and you want to put them in your pocket, that's one good way to do it. But the best way to do it is put it right on the bottom of your wrist, where your palm is. Put that heat packet right there. You know, if you use an elastic band or something like that, or use your shirt to hold it in place, you put that heat packet right there, on your wrist, on the underside of your wrist. And it heats the blood up, and that circulates the blood into your hands and then back into your heart. There are jackets out there that called My Core Control that I wore last year at Blazing Camo Day. It was cold and windy that day, and it's an electric heated jacket, My Core Control. Good folks, good people. And you charge the battery pack in the jacket, and it seems like it's going to be heavy, but when you put it on, it's great. And that that elements, heat elements run throughout that jacket, keep you warm. So, you know, a lot of things. As far as feet are concerned, any kind of boot with, you know, 800, 1,000 grams of Thinsulate will probably do it for you. Keep active. And, you know, if you're going to have to stand for a long period of time, get something to stand on. Get a foam pad or something like that to stand on. And that'll keep that, ground from getting up into your feet and getting, you know, making you cold that way. So keep your feet warm, keep your hands warm, keep your ears warm. Wear the base layer, wear the windproof jacket and clothing. I actually ordered a pair of felt-lined pants on closeout online. I'll be dragging them out today and wearing them. I really will. So it's, you know, when it gets to these temperatures, and if you got animals outside, for God's sake, you know, take your animals inside, keep them warm. I mean, get lots of water, hydrate them, you know, keep them inside and take care of them, and you'll be glad you did. So don't send the kids out there without gloves and hats and stuff on, no matter what they say. And by the way, you folks that wear shorts in this weather, I can't even comment. I don't even know what to say. See somebody in the mall in this weather with shorts and a pair of sneakers on and a t-shirt. Just Bethany, you know what I mean? You've seen those people, right? I don't get it. I mean, okay, you work out. Hey, if you want to be cold, you want to let the rest of us know that natural selection, very way, good way to put it, Bethany. Exactly. Yeah, so... Yeah, if you want to be a human sickle clad in your shorts,